I've taken aerial pictures all over the world. Usually it's to show something familiar from a fresh perspective. But the tar sands in Alberta are different.
Oh, dance traffic, S-172, Romeo from Gulf, just over Timberley.
Almost no one involved in the Keystone debate has ever seen where the oil comes from. And if they did make it here, they still have no idea what's going on from the ground. But up here, the massive scale of the tar sands project starts to come into focus.
We're just going to take a picture of this development site, if you're okay, if I open the window.
Yeah.
It's freezing when I stick my camera out of my rented Cessna. We're 1,000 feet up and flying 100 miles an hour. That used to be a forest down there. Aspen, pine, fir, and peat bogs spreading out for hundreds of miles. But now it looks like a huge trampled sandbox.
Wow.
Since the first bitumen was scraped out here 40 years ago, nearly 300 square miles of forest have been dug up. Pretty soon we're passing over huge open pits where some of the bitumen or tar sand is being dug up. They're each 2 to 3 miles across and maybe 250 feet deep. There are giant backhoes scraping bucketfuls of earth into massive yellow trucks.
So this facility over here, would that be Suncor, right? Along the river?
Yeah.
In other places, big drilling sites have been carved out where high-pressure steam is shot into the ground to force out deeper deposits. Next to each pit, there are mammoth factories where the companies down there process the bitumen into oil.
Oh, sense traffic, S-172, Romeo Uniform Golf, just clear the McMurray Zone to the northwest currently.
Even from the air, it takes several flights with different pilots to take the whole tar sands project in.
It's bumpy today for a picture, eh?
Yeah, it's gorgeous, huh?
You want me to go around it?
Yeah, we can go around the plant.
At one point, we pass over huge wastewater ponds bigger than New York Central Park. Extracting oil from tar sands takes millions of gallons of water out of the local ecosystem, and the water has to be cleaned up before it's put back. From here, the ponds look like oil-coated puddles.
You want to go back?
I'd love to shoot the lake right here.
We also fly over some of the hundreds of square miles of intact forest and bogs that are yet to be mined and drilled. I want to get pictures of what's still here before it's gone.
Okay, now we're going to the Esso plant straight ahead.
And everyone uses oil. I know that. Yeah. It got me here to Alberta. This plane runs on it. But the scale of destruction here is breathtaking. It drives home the lengths we go to power our lives.
Do you want another turn or are you good?
One more turn would be good. Okay. Thank you.
The companies that work here say they plan to completely restore their sites. But critics say that's impossible. Especially the vast peatlands that have built up here over thousands of years. And so far anyway, in the 40 years since tar sands mining began, of those 300 square miles that have been ruined, the amount officially declared restored is less than a half a square mile.
264 stop.